The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
Okay.
Time I pissed all over.
So, like, do we get a sense that life has expired from him, or?
Yeah,
it's been expired from him.
Man, if you came over and did a successful medicine check on him now, you would definitely know he's dead.
Unless you can get me to somebody who can revive me, yeah, I'm gone. Now, you know that I bought pearls for. No, that wasn't the thing. No, somebody who you bought at one point diamonds. So you guys still have those diamonds. If you can get me to somebody who can cast that spell, I might make it.
Revivify has to be cast within a minute.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Be a resurrection type spell at this point.
Yeah. Oh, that was Canadian. It was hockey kind of.
Already killed that character.
Can I have the insides?
Of what? He may be dead, but I don't think we're done with him yet.
Okay, but before they get cold, thanks.
You're a strange little creature.
Kira, you feel the magical force that came over you. Yes. You feel the spell go off.
Oh, okay. And then what?
You feel... I'm not even sure what it would feel like, but...
Sticky.
The hollow spell is permeating this place. You feel an evil presence leave.
Get out of my yard!
He's going to come out of the bathroom and say it smells weird in there or something. So I'm just waiting on that.
Do you think we can... I mean, anyone who has any idea how magic works is dead. You think? Should we take him back?
I suppose we could give it a shot.
I guess we'll fashion some sort of rickshaw or
litter
sled. Yeah,
this bastard's big enough to make him carry it. Y'all made me carry the heavy
web
shit.
Web him into a satchel.
You have a bag of holding.
You have to breathe. I shove him in the bag of holding.
Yeah.
I shove him and everything else in the bag of holding.
Don't you soft skins poop when you go?
ASMR might be different. I don't know.
He's going to get on our stuff.
Fresh and clean.
All right, so we're going to go back to...
the habited parts of the city.
Yeah.
And what are you doing?
Who was it that we talked to?
Oh, the dead guy knew.
It was Tap... Was it Tapfinger? Is that right?
No, Tappy is the...
Barkeeper.
No, Tapfinger.
I'm looking.
He's the one who literally told us to cleanse the ruby in the rough. I remember a month and a half ago saying that.
Gurnick Tapfinger, yes.
Yeah. We'll return to the priest.
Okay. Upon coming back, you are given a blessing.
How's he react to having an Ettercap walk in?
The guards murder you.
Mad Ettercap, good to meet ya.
17 arrows. Now you can do Jim Carrey.
I'm sure Fargus would have warned him.
Yeah, he was.
He came back.
Yeah, he was helpful.
Yeah,
he's mostly okay. Don't don't let him around. You're dead.
Speaking of,
oh.
We got,
right.
We got one.
I open up the bag of holding and just let his body flop out, ragdoll. Mr. Holy Man, I'm not sure if you can be of assistance, but he only died a short while ago.
It would have taken you long enough that Revivify would be out of the question.
Sure.
Can you do anything else?
I know that our previous Holy Man had some diamonds or something, or I'm sorry, I'm much better at putting them in this state than I am at, you know, breathing state.
Jeff needs to look something up.
Jeffy want wingy. We'll take him as close to new as you can get him.
Can you have a zombie half angel man? Is that the thing?
Yeah,
why not?
Oh, Jesus.
Happy Easter.
Jesus was a lich. He's not a zombie.
No, I can't help. That's too high a spell for me. Yeah, I do know someone who can. Have you met Nami?
Yes.
Have we?
Yeah, you have.
Name sounds familiar. Yeah.
Can Nami do, what's that other thing we need? Is that other spell for the...
Oh, right.
Fart cloud. Fart cloud.
We need to...
Fart cloud.
Oh, yeah, you're telling him about the fart cloud. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We found Ogremach, Bane.
Yes.
Or do we find
Ogremach? He will...
I don't remember.
You tell him what you found, he will go down there with you. And he will...
What do you want me to do with...
Ah, fucking sweet, bro.
Wicked sick.
Yeah, should we tend to the dead first, or...
Okay.
I could just put him back in the bag. Is he okay in the bag?
Yeah.
Okay. I just toss him back in the bag.
It's going to cost you 1,000 gold.
For what?
How much is
to
ice?
To revive me.
Yes.
Don't we have 1,000 gold
in
diamonds?
We don't want a factory warranty.
300
like...
gold.
Oh. It's with that new car smell.
I mean, how much
doesn't saving the city give us a discount?
I mean, how much we have a lot of gold, don't we?
How about 500 gold worth of diamonds?
Just bring back his top half. How much do wheels cost?
Ton of diamonds.
We can Bran Stark him.
He's got wings.
Bran Stark him.
You've done all this. Roll me a group charisma check between the three of you.
Oh.
You just take the lowest, right?
No, have to succeed at least
half
twice.
Of you has to succeed.
I got 21.
Please succeed.
Woo! I rolled half of what you did, Matt.
You already quit, Phil.
Oh, baby!
1,000 gold.
You're over there trying to talk him into it. You're being all charming. Like, you're just like,
do the your drow people have is... any? Do your people have any warriors that may like to adventure with us?
We had how to send them all to Gracklestug to pick up the weapons because you guys wouldn't go.
Fuck.
How much is in the group thing? Is that a curiosity?
We have plenty of gold. Maybe not enough.
There should be a lot in there.
Yeah, we have enough.
Yeah.
We'll still have some left.
How much f***ing gold do we have?
1621.
Plus all the gems and things that count for something.
That's not counting the 300 gold worth of diamonds, right?
500.
300.
Diamond.
Three.
I'll roll you for it.
Nope. I know what Revivify costs.
I feel like we should probably spend 1,000 gold because A, we're never going to spend it on anything else, and B, the ring's kind of a dick
move. What
are
those other denominations that we have?
41 silver, 400 copper.
Did you take the ring off?
400 copper.
$4.
Yeah. That's 4 more gold, guys.
Is anybody proficient in Arcana?
not a lot.
The dead guy.
Just curious.
That was the last character.
Offer to sell him the ring. Or trade the ring as part of it. Yeah, I was like, hey, right, you want one of these? You want one of these? Is this helpful?
Ring of Champions.
What is it?
I show whoever's supposed to be... We're supposed to be paying 1,000 gold to. I show him the ring. He was wearing this. I think this helped keep him alive.
He's dead now. That's not how you sell something.
Give it to your enemies as a Christmas present.
It reads magical when she detects magic on it, but...
You want it?
Boost healing.
we would need to see what that does.
It does that.
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kills
exactly. Trust me. For as hard as he was being hit, that thing had to have kept him alive. Like, he was just getting fucking walloped by those things. All right, fine. I slip it back on his finger.
Now when we take it off, when he's alive again, he's going to die.
I don't know any of that at all.
It's really just a grapple check.
We don't have another 1,000 gold. This doesn't work.
When you die, it breaks attunement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Now, see, this is why you should have never told him what the ring did and just told him what happened, because Lucas would be so goddamn pissed right now.
You took my ring and killed me!
Motherfuckers. Okay, pay 1,000 gold.
You're going to pay 1,000 gold?
Yeah, we don't have any other way to do it.
Now, I will warn you.
Wait, what would your next character be?
I don't know what condition he's going to come back in.
Slight limp.
Slight limp. A little drooling.
Nah, Jeff is going to fuck him.
Thinks his name's Nilbog.
Do I come back as a different race? Is that how this works?
The cleric couldn't cast resurrection, but the druid can cast reincarnate.
This is my friend Nexus. He's a rock.
I like this. I like this. Reincarnate.
Oh, he's a gibbon monkey.
You come back as a gnome.
Cool.
I better know.
Can he sprout wings?
Am I still blue?
Yes.
Awesome.
No, I take it back.
Da-bu-dee,
that can be removed by remove curse. It would go away.
So he doesn't have wings anymore?
No.
Go get some snips.
Just take him off the character. That figurine, he waited like 6 weeks to arrive in the mail and cost like $25.
Fine, I'll just keep using it.
I will give you a choice.
You will.
Yeah.
This says rock gnome. I would give you deep gnome as well.
So
you
deep.
Pick.
But then when we get back up top, you're not going to want to go.
Yeah, I don't know what the benefit is of either.
Deep gnome's pretty.
We need to start looking that up.
Yeah, deep gnome. You would be able to see.
Does that change his? Does that change everything? Then is he no longer a?
No, he comes back as the same person, but any racial abilities he has is going to change.
I see.
Including pluses to stats.
Mm.
So we're going to take a little break here while you figure that shit out.
Apparently
Lucas.
So.
Svernifleim.
No, did he go with deep gnome or rock gnome?
He could do either. He's got to read the traits.
Yeah, I don't know what they. Yeah, I don't know what the difference is.
I mean,
it's in
Meta,
Sword Coast Adventures Guide.
I
believe. Actually, I think it might be in.
You fuck.
It's in the owner.
Reincarnated him. Reincarnate doesn't cost 1,000 gold.
Yes, it does. I'm looking at it right now.
I don't trust you.
Legitimate.
Components, visuals, or
I think Cody's gonna have a problem.
Verbal, somatic, while, material,
so on his house.
Rare oils and unguents worth at least 1,000 gold.
That's not Troy's fault.
Unguents. Which the spell consumes.
Cowboys. And
I can control my urine stream. Just the frequency of it, you diabetic. Fuck. So the two of us who has peed since we've been here, and who has not. So, eat dick.
The reincarnated creature recalls its former life and experiences. It retains the capabilities it had in its original form, except it exchanges its original race for the new one and changes its racial traits accordingly.
Darendil. Is that what happened to Darendil?
No.
Darendil was just insane.
Oh.
I'm going to give Lucas a minute to process. Okay, so...
I think it's left from his perspective.
Nami
so.
Casts reincarnate and a brand new gnome body forms on the ground. And Nexus sits up with a gasp.
Oh, gnome, you didn't. So first off, we've got some good news and some bad news.
I feel different.
You're alive.
Why are you guys so tall?
As I look, wrenching my neck to look up at you all.
You might want to stand up slowly.
Is it a shorter trip? Where's his body?
It's gone.
It was replaced.
It's there.
It's
oh, it is.
Oh, is it?
Okay. It is there. You see yourself laying dead.
So
hey, Nexus, you gonna use that?
So does your wiener just change proportions with you, or are you
tripod?
A whole new roll of the die.
Gnomes are always tripods.
No, your charisma went down. You're not a tripod.
Oh, no.
It's an innie.
What kind of gnome?
Apparently I'm a deep
ugly
gnome.
Wiener kind.
Okay. It was a rock gnome. Every time you say it, it's a rock gnome.
So you're... I again look at the druid. So you're sure he's... And then I point at the dead body.
Yeah, seems about right.
Should change the accents. It'd been funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fast talking high pants gnome here. What'd you guys do with my wings?
Fast talking high pants gnome here.
By high pants, he just means he wears regular pants that come up to his nipples.
Same pants, he's attached to them.
So is he standing there completely naked then?
Yes.
Well, laying there?
I extend my proboscis and try to probe the body for a weak point to get juices.
Which body are we talking about here?
The dead one.
I'm just checking.
I'm
not going to assume your proclivities.
Do you mind if I take my stuff first?
I don't think it's going to fit.
I imagine, I don't even know if this is how Ettercaps would eat, but I imagine like a butterfly, like nose came out, went into it. So, yeah, man, go ahead.
I'll just take all my shit.
Just ramming your foot in it to see if it's.
Roll me an Arcana check.
Arcana check?
Yep.
Oh.
You want to make this.
You have the ring on.
It's a 20, unnatural.
You realize that the ring is what killed you.
I rip it off and throw it against the wall.
Well, no,
it was on the
body.
Dead body.
It's on the dead body.
Oh, that's right.
I just like the idea that he pulls it off his new body and just codes. Just
so the ring.
We want a refund.
You guys need a new jeweler.
The ring is cursed, I believe.
No, I think it totally. I think it totally
saved
your life.
Oh, is that what you think, bro?
You totally got smashed by a fucking rock monster. Like, I don't think the ring had anything to do with it. I think it saved your life.
The ring didn't throw any punches.
One ring to rule them all.
I'll just take everything else.
Okay.
Leave the ring.
Seems like an awful.
So I didn't see anything in there that.
Awful, is he a small creature now?
Yes.
So does his armor fit?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I didn't see anything in there that said it didn't. It wouldn't.
It won't fit because it's not the same size. Medium fits medium.
Thank God we're in a gnomish town. You can just train.
Yeah, you could find something.
Somebody can fix it.
You could find.
We just spent 1,000 gold. It's not going to end of ourselves, Mr. Sword.
What would it cost me to get that resized?
1,000 gold
because it's +2 armor.
Oh, it's +2 armor?
Yeah.
Now I'm supposed to.
So, Kira, I think that ring needs a new armor.
Like, I didn't read anything about gnomes. Whether it didn't state that I couldn't wear medium armor.
I think Harrison Sword's just mad that my player count is higher than his.
Hey, all these players died because of me. Dumbasses.
Did you see this?
Yes.
Did you live in Danville?
No.
Oh, because I don't believe there's anything that is called small armor, so I don't see how I couldn't wear it.
Well, it would...
Jeff has had too much.
What the f*** is she watching?
It's Criminal Minds.
No.
No, they're just using one of those Casio keyboards that has like a dragon sound.
Yeah. Dragons aren't real, man.
Just says medium armor offers more protection than light armor.
No, medium and light don't have anything to do with each other.
Right.
Or anything to do with size. That's how heavy the armor is.
Okay.
But you have armor that is sized to a medium creature.
Oh, I see.
Infinity Gauntlet with D20s.
Not a bad idea.
Did you see the pictures of Scarlett Johansson and I think Alison Brie who were wearing jewelry that was themed after the Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah. Like, I'll be darned. Well, I'll be.
Yeah, I remember reading somewhere that magic items will resize.
That's what I had thought, too.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, and I'm not going to keep looking for it. I'll say
you. But what about his boots? Were his boots magical?
Okay. No, they were not.
I bet clump, you got to be better for
it. Clump, clump. You could find clothes.
Okay.
How much is that going to cost?
Nothing.
Common clothes are pretty cheap. So.
You can just trade in his old shit.
Yeah. I'm not worried about clothes.
He sort of looks at himself and goes, well, at least I'm not blue anymore.
Yeah.
Booty.
Yet.
Got blue on you.
Okay, so you guys can go back down there with Tapfinger and everything like that.
Should we take a day or do we need to recover? How long did it take to resurrect him?
What's your
instantaneous.
Name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought it was a ritual or something that took a while.
I didn't look at casting.
Are you going to come up with a gnome name? Or are you just going to keep your slave name?
No, it's the same name.
It does take an hour. I'm sorry.
I'm still so me. I'm just
did
a different
you like,
race.
Did you lose your connection to your handler or whatever?
I don't think so.
Can you still cast spells?
I throw Eldritch Blast at a wall.
Yes.
Seems so.
Can you fly?
Not so much.
There's a cliff. Check.
And I just start doing this.
I mean, to be fair, you haven't really flown very effectively in previous iterations.
I only used it like twice, yeah.
Yeah, and one time you fell from the goddamn sky.
Yep.
50% failing grade.
Hmm.
In most countries. Mm-hmm. Not all.
Something, China, something.
You guys can go back down there.
Sure.
He handles it. He casts banishment. He sends it back to wherever.
To hell.
Probably to the material plane, or the elemental plane of Earth, I would imagine.
Air.
Or hell.
You're welcome.
I'm with Spider-Man.
Put it up on a tee.
I'm with Peter Pecker.
So, are you guys hanging out until the battle, or are you going to go try and find Entomok's boon?
Oh, we still have another thing to do, don't we?
That's finding Entomok's boon.
That makes you Matthew Moorcock. You're a lawyer.
Did we know where to look for that?
Except this one can actually see.
There are legends of the general area.
Did we bring all the bones back to that guy yet?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember if we completed that task.
So what other task?
Everything that you found.
Gotta find something more poon.
We have to find Entomok's boon.
Yeah, something more poon.
I think we've got enough for one
day. Erection sounded thing?
Huh?
What happened to the place with the erection sounded thing? You had to put something in more, guys. Remember that whole bit?
That's what we just did.
Yeah, the ruby and the rough. Yeah.
God, I missed it.
The
hard enclave,
yeah.
Oh.
The hard enclave assigned us to put the ruby in the rough. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Then Lucas died.
Well.
As you're wont to do when putting things in the rough.
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad I
should have kept it on the fairway.
So what are you guys doing?
Well, is the legendary place where this shit's supposed to be in the direction we went before?
Wait a minute. I told you, you guys got a blessing. You literally get a blessing. Pick defense or offense.
Can you not make it back into an angel?
Everybody. No.
That'd be a blessing.
As a group?
Nope.
Or individually?
Individually.
Okay, sorry. What was the
defense? Defense.
Hmm?
Defense.
Matt?
Never really disappointed. So help me God.
I'll just be different offense.
There you go.
Okay.
Barbarian.
I mean, I just died. I'm probably going to go with defense.
Okay.
Do you get a blessing because you were dead?
Yep.
Troy, Cody, and Lucas, your ACs all go up by one.
Oh.
Matt, your to hit goes up by
one. The best defense is really preemptive self-defense.
What do you mean, like, every time I roll a hit, it's plus one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's you now legal advice.
Proficiency, plus one, plus strength. You gain a permanent plus one to hit.
Proficiency, plus one, plus strength.
And you guys' AC is now 10 or 11 plus your armor or whatever.
There's no way I can get my armor up like that without that. It's not bad for wearing chainmail. I'm at 18.
It's pretty good. No shield.
Yeah, no shield.
It should be plus your dex. It's armor. It's 11 plus dex plus this one.
We're not going to talk about multiple magic
resources.
Okay,
it's whatever your armor bonus is, because that changes it from 10 to whatever. Plus 1 plus your dex.
To balls.
Right. And then I've got another plus 2 because of my armor.
Yes. Cool?
That's fighting dragons with a sword. That is not Criminal Minds.
What are you guys doing?
Is where this legendary place where it's supposed to be, is that near where we're at now?
It's within a 2-day journey of the city.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Happy Easter.
Roll away.
I'm not doing travel. I'm going to make you guys roll to see how long it takes you to find it. And then you're going to deal with it.
I rolled an 18.
I need a group survival or a group investigation.
Okay, well then that makes it 24.
He's going with survival.
Oh, no. 16.
13.
21 survival.
21 and what?
24 survival.
That is a pass. So it will take you 2 days to find signs.
Then I will make sure I untick all my shit and go back up to full hit points.
Yep.
Did I lose my 1 point of madness after I died?
Yes.
Yeah, now you, see? You got two more.
Benefits.
Silver lining here.
Charisma check. Or charisma save.
Charisma save?
No, I'm joking.
I have
I'm
advantage make, on those now.
I'm not. No, not
nah,
against
that's
this.
That's not a gnome. Magical source.
Not against this.
Only against magical. I'm a gnome.
Only if it's magic.
Did I want to say?
There's yeah, nothing. Yeah. There's nothing magical about. Holy shit! I just saw my own goddamn dead body.
Yeah.
But just think of how much bigger boobies are gonna be to you.
Oh it's man! Like real life. Oh god! Yeah. High or low, Lucas?
Excuse me.
High. Ah. Or low.
high.
High.
Oh.
Nope. That's a great one.
Hey, you got a vagina?
Yes. You came back as a female. I love that idea. Thank you very much, Josh.
Oh. You can just get the fuck out.
I mean, but it was a crit Harrison one. Shouldn't he have like both?
It was low. No.
It wasn't just low. It was a crit one.
Shouldn't he have both?
I will take a card.
Have, like, it
a
doesn't really fucking matter. It was a high low.
Really big labia.
So,
little stream splitters.
Yeah, little lady gnome over there.
Your wiener's going to look huge in her hands. And her caps don't have wieners.
I'm sure they do.
No.
You just kind of like...
We fertilize the eggs after our spouses lay
like
them.
Like a fish thing? They go poop in a hole and you go spray it? Oversimplification.
You're just being insensitive.
Says the man with no dick. How sensitive can you be if you don't have a dick?
Where's your dick?
The sensitive part of me.
Right there.
It's in the hilt.
Yeah. So every time you grab the hilt, you're jacking off your sword?
Yeah.
Why you know that part so that Mork wanted to shove up his ass? That's the
a
dick.
Little prostate punching never hurt anybody.
Yo, baby, I'm going to tongue punch your fart box.
Tell that to what was his name? Mr. Hands?
Yeah. Every time you swing Harrison Ford, it's basically just an HJ.
The fire is actually his ejaculate.
Hey, if it gets the job done.
Thoros Amir over here with your flaming fucking sword.
I'm paladin.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Okay. After traveling for 2 days and searching, you find a small pyramid of carefully stacked stones next to the mouth of an otherwise unassuming tunnel.
And continue scene. Action.
You guys go into the tunnel.
Oh, wait. You might be resident stealthy now.
You can go invisible?
I doubt it. Not really.
You can turn invisible.
I can see. But he can see just as well as I can.
Svernephilim can turn invisible.
Nah, not really.
No, that's Durgar.
No, it's Svernephilim.
Go get him, ma'am.
Nah, it's a big hat. It's funny. See?
How insensitive are you to get Svernephilim and Durgar confused?
Something.
Do they all just look gray to you, Matt?
Are you going
Entroy?
You're not Matt Ettercap, right?
Is Kira asking? Then talk in the voice.
Wicked pisser.
Well, he didn't talk in his voice.
That's what I was making. He hasn't all night.
How about we all talk in inside voices? You guys need to calm down.
Tracer.
Let's go back to HJ and the sword.
Right in your prostate.
Stealth.
You can't HJ into a 20.
Depends on how long the sword is.
Stealth of a 20, right?
Yeah.
You move in very quietly.
Logistically.
Yeah. You go in through this tunnel and you find branching tunnels going everywhere.
How dare you play D&D around
the Hello.
Like, many branching? Or...
Many, many branching.
Okay.
Can we level up to level 6 and then I can use my ability to track?
No.
Damn it. Okay, side check.
Almost got him.
See, he asked me again. It's going to take longer now.
That rule was for Lucas.
So no, it said
my butthole.
Matt and Lucas.
It did not say Matt and
I would
Lucas.
Just like to point out that I did kill 3 of those things. I think that deserves an XP
and also
for
one
me.
Of him.
That episode literally came out this week, and I just re-listened to it, and it was Matt and Lucas.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, I killed...
Fuse...
I killed 3 major things and a PC. I just feel like I get the next people.
No, I took down one of them.
To be fair, I killed almost all of them.
To be fair.
All that matters is who struck the final blow.
Yeah, I'm with that guy.
Which one did you kill?
Blows.
The second one? Mm. Or the last one? I killed...
You didn't kill the last one.
And the second
I
one.
Killed the first one for sure.
Okay.
And I killed the last one.
You guys... Are you calling the rest of them in? Are you going in on your own? What are you doing?
I have a very high survival if you like
I'll
me
call the rest
track.
Of them in.
Okay. You guys need to make another group, either survival or investigation, to find your way through here. Just to see how long it takes.
Quick fail.
13.
14.
15.
Okay. You guys wander through tunnels.
Neat.
I'm just tracking time. Make me another roll.
Fuck.
23.
Ooh, 9.
There you go.
7.
15.
Make me another one.
Another 15. Crit fail.
12.
Pick two bad another.
20.
Who's got the stone speaker crystal?
I do.
You guys could be making investigation. That would give at least one of you advantage.
Sure. Forgot about that one.
So make me another one.
18.
Investigation. 15. I'd almost rather just keep rolling survival.
Yeah.
We're just taking time. I'm sure that goes well.
Yeah, I'm tracking it. Go ahead.
Again?
Yeah. Well, I got rolls from you two. I didn't get them from you two.
Oh, the last roll I rolled was terrible.
Yeah, I had a 20.
You had a 20?
An unnatural 20.
Oh, we're minus one? Sorry, I didn't realize it was minus one. 14.
Okay. Roll me one more.
10.
There we go.
14.
21.
8.
That's with advantage.
Okay. You guys will spend... The next two days searching
the
through
two
these tunnels.
Years.
I'm going to call it 2 days. You guys find the remains of a tunnel. Well, no.
Inside a tunnel?
Yeah, you're in this mass of tunnels.
Yo, no.
You find...
I have 3,000 time units, Troy, just so you know.
Not enough.
What's that convert to Stanley nickel?
I really should use math to figure out how many time units that is. It might be seconds, but I don't think it is.
What?
Well, we've been recording for about 3 hours, so we have probably about another hour.
Yeah, we
but
didn't
I'm
start until
7 minutes.
Well, this is a fairly short part.
How many times?
You find a tunnel with a male and a female deep gnome statue on each side, and you follow that way. You come into a large open room. You are up well above the surface of the room. There's a path that goes down to it. In the very center, you see a summoning circle down towards the bottom. You're about 40 feet above.
Well, that doesn't bode well.
Jazeer.
I use my detect magic for free.
Okay. There's all kinds of fucking magic here.
Please define all kinds.
Yeah.
Different from the Fair's Rest.
Okay. That's what I wanted to
know. Similar to what we saw
That's how he blew himself.
Is no, in the waterfall have- there's a, you detect a lot of the school of conjuration here.
Okay. I inform you thusly.
Yep. Make me an arcana check. See what you can figure out.
Arcana went up by one. That is 18 on the die.
That's decent. So. This place is suffused with energy from the elemental plane of Earth.
Okay.
This
Earth.
You know that Welcome this place was specifically made and used for summoning more powerful elementals.
Okay.
You can see the remains of labs and shrines and everything like that down in the bottom. You can see signs of battle in this place. Very old. It looks like it's been abandoned for years. What do you guys do?
I indicate with a handout. Ladies first.
As I just point right back at you.
Don't know f*** all about summoning circles.
I mean, what all do I know about summoning circles? I rolled a 23 on it.
You know that they summon things.
Right.
Specifically, Earth elements.
I don't know how to use them, so.
How big is the room?
60 by 60? Round?
No, but in terms of... See, here's how it works. If we need to be quiet, he goes first. If it involves magic, you go first. If it needs to die, I go first.
Let's just all go in.
If we need a patsy, we send the Ettercap.
I cast Find Traps.
Okay. Nothing pings.
Okay.
Boom. Is that just a one ping, or does that...
It pings last out for 120 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you effectively pinged the room.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing came back?
Nope.
Nothing came back.
So, all right. Let's waltz the fuck in.
At least there's well, no do traps.
Do we spit on it? Do we pour some water on the chalk?
No, we salt the door so none of the ghosts can get out.
Kira starts dumping salt in front of the
Was there door. Something else we were supposed to do in this room? Because I just personally don't recall.
You were supposed to find this place and reclaim it. You weren't sure what you were going to find here.
I plant a flag.
Seems like it's...
I claim this in the name of France.
Seems like it's
pretty
empty.
You going down into the room?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's one small step for Blingdenstone, one regular size step for anyone who isn't small size.
Okay. You guys get down right to the center of the summoning circle. Are you spreading out? Are you staying in a clump? What are you doing?
I'm... How big is the room again?
60 by 60. It's about a 20-foot summoning circle.
I'm not going anywhere near the center of the summoning circle. That sounds bad.
But yeah, I'll look around the room.
I'm investigating. I'll look around the walls.
Generally split up. I mean, I'll look in a corner, see what I can see. Maybe ignite Harrison's sword to kind Lucas, of swing it around.
What are you doing?
I'll walk to the summoning circle.
Okay, Troy, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'd be looking around. Are there any, like, other nooks or... offshoot rooms or anything like that?
No.
Books, signs of habitation, fires.
Footprints, dust disturbed on the floor.
Fact.
Smell
like people or undead.
Like some man peed on the wall.
I mean, where else are you going to go down here? It's not like there's a nice bathroom that flushes your urine away.
What trash can you pee on?
You guys are looking around. You would find bits of broken stone all over the place.
He was trying to aim it, Josh.
It's hard to hit the pedal. Make me an investigation roll, all of you.
10.
What is that? Is that a wisdom?
14.
Intelligence.
18.
15.
Okay. Troy, you realize that some of those broken off pieces of stone that are all over the floor, those are like critter legs, like petrified rat legs or something like that. Make me a perception check.
Great. 16.
16? You hear three very distinct...
Please don't do that.
Thumps.
Just that mic. Thanks.
Where are the thumps coming from?
Scattered around the room.
I mean, I look around the room. Do I see anything?
It's 60 feet. Yeah, you can see it. You see your three companions on the ground.
I'll walk over to...
Who's your favorite?
I mean, I would say the nearest person, but we didn't really establish who was nearest.
Who's your favorite?
You're equidistant.
To Lucas.
You start heading towards the summoning circle.
Then I don't want to do that.
I would not do well, that. You wouldn't get very far either way. You hear a voice. What in the hell is a drow doing here?
Just doing a little cave exploring. Who's this? No new phone, who dis? Who dis?
You see a spectral blue gnome appear.
Just that same you blasted into a wall.
Who may I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I don't even have a name anymore. I really need to know what you're doing here, with another gnome and an Ender
and
cap.
A what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a bit of a ragtag group of dumbasses, but we're here on behalf of the residents of Bundenstone to reclaim this area.
Just they sent a drow.
Yeah, I'm a pretty friendly drow.
Yo, dog.
You know.
Friendly neighborhood drow.
We're different now.
I do more this than this or whatever, you know.
You throwing gang signs at me, bro?
Have you ever read any of Salvatore's stuff?
I read a little bit of the first book.
They do that spider hand sign with its legs up as like the middle finger. Yeah. I did that early on in the campaign, so now it's a thing.
The gnome
we see the drown. We're just like
the gnome explains that he was a part of the he was a part of the group of gnomes that serviced this area and did a lot of the summonings and things like that. He was killed during the drow invasion. He was bound to this place, and he's been keeping it up as best he can.
What kind of things were you summoning?
Elementals.
Hmm. I mean, do you want to be freed of this place?
Do you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Why don't you go over and check on your friend there in the circle?
It's a trap. Man.
Is he still conscious?
Yeah.
I don't know if I really want to do that.
Just like, hey, come pick me up.
You're going to be tested. We can do it here or we can do it over there. It doesn't matter. And a ring of elementals come up around you.
Oh, that's a hard test. Did you study?
Are these like the same large size?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see 11 of them.
Ooh, lads.
You see that each one is different.
There you go.
Each one has a stone set in its forehead.
Starting to piece it together here. 11 different stones. What we got? What we got? We're thinking months. The Chinese New Year.
You're
the
Chinese dragon. Checkers?
Yeah. You're the cock guy.
You see, one has a red gem, one has a dark blue gem, one has a light green gem, one has a sparkling clear gem, one has a black stone, one has a yellow orange gem, one has a deep green gem, one has a dark red gem, one has a light blue gem, one has a blue stone, and one has a striped stone.
What you got against purple? Also, until you got to the striped stone, I was like, are those all iron stones? But no, you started naming off some that are definitely not.
Infinity stones.
That's too many. That's like two gauntlets and change.
Yeah, you just clap instead of snap. It's great.
I thought about making more story for this, but I just didn't. He's going to ask you riddles.
Okay.
What is an irritating grain of sand that becomes precious in the end?
Pearl. Next question.
How do you answer it?
What is an irritating grain of sand?
That becomes precious in the end. Do you have any idea what the stones are?
What the stone, like specifically the stones in these elementals?
Yeah.
Didn't we encounter this before with some of the elementals? They dropped stones when we killed them? The very first thing, like...
No, this is not like that.
Oh.
Make me an intelligence check.
Like, I'm assuming some kind of control.
I would even give you investigation.
17?
Those are precious and semi-precious stones. Specific stones. Each one is different.
Trust me.
I mean, are they control stones? Do they provide a specific feature?
No. The gnome will tell you those are how you answer.
Those are how I answer?
Yep.
What is that?
You go up and touch it, and when you touch the wrong one, it punches you in the goddamn throat.
I will go up...
Get testicle.
...to the light blue one.
You're going to touch it?
Yeah.
It will punch you.
Ow.
How many hit points?
12.
Aren't you... I thought you were a clever one, Troy.
I think you need to do better than that.
All right, Dan.
The sword is there.
He drew a dick, ladies and gentlemen. A big dick. The reveal was the best as Troy looked away dejectedly.
Talk it out.
I legitimately have no idea.
What is an irritating grain of sand that is precious in the end?
Pearl.
You realize half the shit comes out of your mouth is bullshit, so I really can't believe anything.
It's hard to filter. Yeah.
You're the trivia guy. I want to start gearing more encounters to individual people.
I mean, sand specifically, I think, is turns to glass. We're not called glass precious. The only thing...
Clams are irritated by sand. That's why they turn into pearl. Oysters. They turn into pearls so it stops irritating. It's a defense mechanism. Also... Yeah.
That's pearl jam.
And pearl necklaces? That's what this is there. That's not a lot of...
Schroeder's going to be so sad that none of your stuff is being directed into the mic.
On the Facebook.
I mean, I guess I would answer a diamond. That's my best guess.
A diamond's made out of sand?
No, but...
What precious stones were embedded in the little elementals?
There's a red gem. There's a...
There was a clear one.
There is a clear one.
I'll touch the clear one.
Oh, that's only 7 points of damage.
He did double ones.
Pretty good. 7 damage for 2 ones. It's real hard.
I'm sorry. Please finish describing.
There is a red gem.
Ruby.
A dark blue gem.
I deal with stones like quite frequently, and I don't know if I would call it an amethyst.
A light green gem. A sparkling clear gem. A black stone. A yellow orange gem. A deep green gem, a dark red gem, a light blue gem, and a blue stone. And a striped stone for the 11th.
What was right before striped?
Blue stone.
So there's a dark blue, a light blue, and a blue.
A dark blue gem, a light blue gem, and a blue stone.
Which one did you push on so far?
The light blue and the clear one.
So the clear one was probably, what, a diamond?
Yeah, that was going to be my original glass guess.
What would a light blue stone be?
Could be a topaz. Could be anything.
Aquamarine or something, maybe?
Aquamarine?
Aquamarine's a color, though. It's not an actual stone, I don't think, is it?
It is.
Yeah. Is it stone?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast...
Did you say the black one was a stone or a gem?
Black is a stone.
Healing spirit.
Okay.
I thought you were going to blink out of the room and run away from Jeff's challenge.
I'm going to cast See You Later, nerds.
Actually, no, I'm going to... I can get 10 uses out of that. Yeah, I'm going to wait to cast that.
Can you talk to stones?
What are you saying?
That's right.
You can.
Yeah, I will... What's that?
Or no, it's plants, dead, and animals.
You could have talked to Lucas when he was dead.
Sure. See if you wanted to come back.
Do you
want to
be a girl gnome?
You feeling okay, buddy?
No. Yeah, no, stones is not one of them.
It's a stone speaker crystal, but it is those three things.
It's a misgiving title.
Nope, it's there for a reason.
Okay, what would a red gem be?
Ruby.
Or a garnet?
It's purple.
No, it's a darker red.
No, garnet's a darker red.
Oh, that's the
what about dark blue? What the fuck would dark blue?
Sapphire?
Sapphire?
I mean...
Yeah.
You could have blue emeralds. Like it.
Yeah, we got to think of traditional ones.
Yeah.
There's 11 of them. There's almost enough.
This is Jeff.
Month.
Jeff probably looked it up on the internet and got, you know what I mean? Like.
Well, it comes out of the book.
What's light green?
This came out of the book or not?
I don't know.
Well, emerald's one of them for the greens.
Emerald.
There's a dark and
then
a light.
It starts with a P.
Well, joking.
Peridot. It's my birthstone. Peridot.
Yeah.
Peridot.
Yeah,
Peridot?
Peridot? Peridot or Peridot. Either way.
I think it's Peridot.
It's only 11 of them.
Yeah,
I'm gonna touch the black stone.
I'm telling you, there's not a striped birthstone.
Black stone's probably what, onyx?
Onyx.
It's 14 damage.
Oof.
How much more you got?
So that took me down to 19.
You better hope this test is one question.
Okay. What's a yellow orange stone?
Yellow orange. Orange is usually pataparash. Yes.
So rule out the ones you know it can't be, right? None of the red.
So now I'm going to cast my healing spirit thing.
Yep.
So I can technically get 10 rounds of healing out of it, right?
Yeah.
Deep green would be emerald.
That's 5.
That sound right?
Yeah.
7.
Dark
11,
red.
11. 12. That's 12. That's
you can get up to full from that.
The light red is the... What was the other redstone you said, Lucas?
There was a
dark garnet
red.
Or ruby.
Garnet is darker. So garnet would be the dark red. Ruby would be the light red.
Striped stone,
I don't know,
or a blue stone.
I mean, that's still,
my only other thought would be the striped stone.
I'm going to touch the striped stone.
No, they'll hit you again.
I mean, I legitimately, like...
Unless you're doing some sort of, like, play on words. What was it again?
Irritating. What is an irritating grain of sand that is precious in the end?
That's what I'm saying. Is it word play, then?
What's a
it blue is a riddle.
Stone?
Aquamarine?
No, that's a blue gem.
Sapphire.
What's a blue stone?
Turquoise, topaz. Turquoise.
I bet turquoise is.
Huh? He's the one that's getting punched in the nose for it.
I'll touch the blue stone.
The blue stone or the blue gem?
The blue stone.
You'll get hit again.
Ask more questions.
It's 14 points of damage.
So maybe the pearls are just missing because there's only 11 of them. Maybe he wants you to answer if you talk to them.
Irritating.
That's got to be a pearl.
I mean, pearl, and I mean, when you also think about sandblasting glass. I'm just assuming you're talking about.
But glass.
I didn't think I made it this hard. I apologize.
Maybe you just thought Troy was cleverer than he is.
Could be. I don't think so. I think he's going
to
get it.
How many you got left to touch?
Well, here's, okay, I've got one. Here's best guesses for the stones. I don't have a yellow, orange, striped stone, or blue stone.
See, the only other thing I can think is that.
Blue stone and turquoise sounds right.
Blue stone he just touched.
I just touched.
Okay.
And got smacked.
Irritating grain of sand.
I have the reds, the greens, the dark blue, and the yellow-orange one.
Sand. S-A-N-D. Is there anything else sand could be other than sand? Like, because the reason why I thought it might be a striped stone is because you get those layers of whatever that kind of rock is.
I'll touch the yellow-orange one.
You already did that, I thought.
No.
I'm really surprised that Jeff's ghost spirit isn't taunting you. I think he's disappointed that we haven't solved his very obvious puzzle.
But if it wasn't almost 11 and I'm getting tired, I'd be coming up with quippy shit.
Touch my birthstone.
11 points of damage.
Do my birthstone.
Are you able to make like an intelligence roll? Something?
Do the peridot.
It's a logic puzzle.
It's a logic puzzle that I want you guys to solve.
So I'm trying to see if there's something else there. Like, that's what I'm saying. Read the words. There might be a clue in the words. That's not completely obvious. Maybe this isn't just a riddle and a question.
Touch
maybe
the peridot. It's my phone.
Grain of sand in the end. End of what? What end of? We've all been assuming a transformation, right? Maybe it's the end of time. It's the end of.
Schroeder, feel free to insert the Jeopardy music or whatever.
Probably he's gonna. Kitty Sax is more appropriate.
That'd be if we had the visual. He's just running around touching him and just getting punched in the face. He keeps coming up more and more bloody, like
Benny Peter Hill Griffith with music. The
grain of sand. An hourglass? What other uses are there for sand?
Is somebody wearing a watch? If it's supposed to be a time thing?
Where the fuck do you think we are?
It's made of, it's a...
A sundial?
Yeah. Like,
absolutely.
It's like you're so steampunk, it's warped your view. I know, of right?
In the underdark.
Shine a flashlight on it. Damn, it's the same time every time I look at this.
3:05 for days.
That's what you guys want it to be. I gotta move that torch. I think my clock's broken.
Oh, I just like God. The idea that Lucas keeps turning on a light in the cave and shining it on the sundial.
That's the green one.
Guys, we're making great time.
What about the sand that gets stuck in your craw? Like,
yeah, or your butt.
Yeah, that's the irritating grain of sand. Is there a poop stone?
At this point, the number of stones you haven't touched is smaller than the ones you have. So you may as well just go around the circle.
Well, yeah, but I don't have that much life left to give.
How many casts you got of your thing?
I'm out. That's a second level spell. I've used 2 second level spells.
That was poor planning.
Is there something you could roll to identify stones just from...
Do either you cucks have a healing potion on you?
You have it. You wouldn't use it on Matt.
No, I did.
No, he did use it on me. So
why did you do that?
Did you just call them cucks?
Wait, yes. You should have another second level spell.
No.
Detect traps.
Oh, yeah, damn. Oops.
Didn't you have, like, Kogathan's ointment or something like that?
You'll share yourself in the middle of a fight.
Oh, the ointment?
We still have...
Can you...
Going back a ways... We still have 4 doses of that jar of ointment.
What does that do?
Copious
notes. It heals you.
2d8 plus 2.
I'll touch the green one.
Which green one?
The light green one.
It lights up.
Ooh.
I just imagine the ghost is looking at you like you're
fucking
stupid.
Am I gonna have to fucking Simon this shit?
He just breaks out a Simon thing. You must play the Simon to win. Set it on the hardest mode.
I'll touch the dark green one.
Wait, is there not a second riddle?
Dark green? Yeah. It lights up.
Did you rub that shit on you?
Not yet.
When were you born?
Gotta utilize the...
What month were you born in?
August.
I thought I started thinking about that too, but...
I'll touch the striped one. What is, like, striped how?
I'll touch that amber one.
It is a stone with dark brown or black stripes with a tan stripe down the middle.
It's okay. Like a tiger's eye agate or whatever.
I'll touch the yellow-orange stone.
It lights up.
Now go for the ruby.
I'll touch the red, the regular red one.
It lights up.
The dark green, red one.
The dark red?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, the others go out and you get hit.
Pick the L. Take L for the team, dog.
For 8 points of damage.
Got it.
He's got to spell pearl with the first letter of all the stones.
I'll rub myself with one bit of the ointment.
2d8 plus bruised.
2. So close!
That's good.
15.
Is there an intelligence check or something to identify any of these stones?
Oh, you're looking for L? Is there a blue one we haven't touched yet?
A blue stone.
That's it. Lapis lazuli.
What?
Lapis lazuli.
Yep. You're spelling pearl.
Lazuli.
I don't care.
I'm spelling pearl. No, I'm not.
Look, you for did.
You peridot, emerald. You didn't even realize it.
What method were you using?
Blind guessing.
What's the yellow? What was the yellow orange? Was that was an aquamarine?
Amber.
Amber. What so you you spelled pear.
I touched.
Spelled perg. Right or no? You did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did the garnet.
The garnet.
You I got my wife a paragon necklace.
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
So I'll touch the 4 that I touched again, then I'll touch the blue stone.
That hits it. When is a stone also a door?
Oh. When is a stone also a door?
Yep.
When it rocks.
Happy Easter. Shout out to Jesus Christ stone door.
See, yeah. When it...
Bless the Father and the Son. Holy Ghost.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, wallet.
When is a stone also a door? You better make sure we've got all our letters first.
Yeah, we do.
When is
well, no, we don't have striped stone.
A striped one.
Tiger's eye.
Tiger's eye.
I don't know if it would be T or
so
if
so then
would
what
be...
was the light blue? Because there's already an A.
You jokers decided that was...
Well, we thought we were going to say it was aquamarine, but I don't think it is.
Amethyst.
That's also an A. Thank you, genius.
Amethyst is purple.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
When is a stone also a door? I can't stop thinking of Jesus rolling away the stone. Roll away the stone. Troy's just going to start looking for words he can write.
Wait, was the light blue a stone or a gem?
Gem. Fucking Googling it, I swear to God.
I'm not going to say anything.
Bye.
Can't believe you almost spelled pearl correctly with just by blind guessing.
I started going down the spectrum. I
thought you'd figured it out.
Well, real far down the spectrum.
Is that insensitive? It's borderline, I think. If we hadn't started laughing, you might be okay.
Yeah. Silence.
A stone, a door.
I mean, I could use another vowel, so I don't know if it's a, if it starts with an I and O or maybe sometimes Y.
When is a stone also a door?
When you make a fucking door.
Fans at home, please write in.
What's your guess?
I think we should do a little. So we already did Jeopardy. I think we need to do, what is it? Spanish Flea? Is
yeah.
So stone, door, open.
Hodor. Spell Hodor.
I don't have an H. Can I buy an H?
Oh, you don't have an H. Let's say stone. I mean, because you also have doorways, right? You have arches. You have keystones.
Is one of them hematite?
I don't know what hematite is.
Hematite is like a black stone, right? Or no, black
it's a gray metallic stone.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because I'm thinking, like, that almost this puzzle leads me into like a keystone, an archway, you know, when is a stone also a door? So I'm trying to think of doors made out of stone, right?
So an arch.
Yeah, that's you know, a capstone, a damn architectural piece of
shit.
Like a gravestone? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, I don't see how that's a... I mean, I guess it's a door to death.
A tombstone? No, it's a grave.
Slab. See, that's what I was thinking, cap, for like capstone.
This is a C's, but we don't know what the light blue one is.
I was thinking crypt.
R, Y. I'm pretty proud of this. It's so stupid. I'm.
So what you're saying is it's a dad joke.
I thought it was.
Ow. I mean, when is a stone also a door when it opens?
In the way.
When it hinges?
Closed.
Shut. I'm trying to think of other stupid puns. What would be a stupid pun involving a rock, specifically involving a door? Because it's not rolls. Rock and roll. That's not it. It's rock and...
It's not a boulder. The wall?
It's actually the perfect answer because it's not one that you can just go down the letters and see what words you can make.
Like a
I've door. Stumped them. It's awesome.
You don't have to try that hard.
I got Pearl. I'm not helping you guys. You didn't believe me.
Do you blame me?
Not in the slightest. But yes, I do blame
He tried me. To help Matt with rage all night. I was the one screwing with him.
What are the title of the Doors albums?
I like it. Rock at the door.
Can you spell Mr. Mojo Rising?
Yeah. No.
I'm about to cave in.
Again, there's a stone we don't know the name of, so...
We'll push that one to start.
Yeah. What letter do we need the most?
Still won't get us anywhere.
Which one don't you know?
The light blue.
Well, just ask the gnome guy what stone that is.
So you figured out asleep. All the rest. It's a topaz.
So then what's the striped one?
It might be cat's eye.
Striped one?
It's not tiger's eye.
That's what I said initially, but that's topaz.
If it's topaz... Striped,
what colors you said? It was tan and...
Tan and black.
Tan and black.
Which I'm pretty sure is tiger's eye.
Well, then we have two T's.
Well, that's not gonna.
No, unless the
it
word
is a tiger's
has,
eye.
Unless the
it
word,
is? Yeah.
Unless he needs two T's, like cattle, or you know.
I shouldn't have put that one in there because I was gonna use it for another riddle and I didn't. I think two's enough. Forget about the tiger's eye.
Tiger's eye is off.
Yeah. Forget that I mentioned it.
So if it doesn't get us anywhere because we're...
Well, it gives us the letters at least.
We already had a T, so I'm saying...
If we know what the letters are, that might help as well. When is a rock... Say it again.
Did you guys ever see National Treasure?
Yeah.
Do you remember the... When they were breaking in and they were trying to figure out her password and they used the neon...
Yeah, and you had to double tap the letter.
Yep.
Yeah, that doesn't help me still. I need to know what the answer is.
When is a rock a door? Is it? I got it. I got it.
Do you?
Yeah. I am a dad. When it's a door. Diamond, onyx, ruby.
Rock's a door. When it's a door. Don't be an idiot.
Oh, press the diamond.
You get punched.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so...
That's a good answer, though.
12 damage.
Wow. So, full disclosure, I came up with this with him, but I didn't know the second riddle. So, when it's a rock?
When is a rock like a door?
When is a rock also a door?
Also a door.
Mm-hmm.
When it's in love, a door.
There's no V.
Huh. All right. We just got followed on Twitter by significantly more popular people, and it just surprises me when that happens. When is a rock?
Yeah, when that happens on my Instagram, I'm like,
who are we followed by?
Dave Stecco. It's a comedian out of Chicago.
We gotta do still my material.
No, they're really, really funny.
That's fine.
What do you think?
When is a rock also a door?
When it's in the way, when it's shut, when it's not a window.
What other things? You've got rock gardens, you've got rock... Spell men here or dull men with it? I don't know.
Got enough
rock.
Spell closed.
WCs.
Open.
I know somebody at home is screaming the answer.
Well, I googled it, and it is not. When is the stone also a door? Nothing.
I don't think that's an accurate assumption.
Carved, hewn, shaped.
What do doors do?
It is a total play on words.
When is a rock like a door?
Is it rock or stone?
Also a door.
Hmm?
Is it rock or stone? I thought you said stone first.
Yes. When is a stone also a door?
Is anybody in the Rolling Stones ever in the doors?
No.
Just check.
Come on, Lucas. What's the answer?
F*** you. I'm going to go home.
Then figure out the answer.
Just kidding. I honestly have no idea.
Okay, so it is, when is a stone also a... A stone can't be a play on words, right? A door, Matt's got a door, but I can't think of a stone and love.
Well, diamond. A marriage.
Well, I've pressed the diamond and I got smacked.
Well, this time?
Yes. Yeah, because he was starting to spell door.
And he definitely dropped the hint that one of them's going to be tapped again.
Portal?
I mean, you are standing in a summoning circle.
Pick up the gnome and touch the P with it.
I feel like Jeff's not going to let me get away with that.
You try.
I just picked you because you were lightest. Nothing that's personal. Aim my web shooter at.
Well, you start pressing stones until we get a letter.
You got more healing ointment.
Yeah. Three more shots.
At least three guesses. Fingers crossed that it'll max damage.
It's not going to start with a vowel. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Do you know? That yeah. Leaves us with the ruby, the sapphire, the peridot. Or the garnet.
Or the topaz. Lapis,
or the topaz. Yeah.
I mean, R-S-T-L-N-E, right? Start that way.
I think it works that way either.
That most common letters in the English language.
But what about gnomish?
Surely you're going to really have to cut out a lot of dead space here. Just zoom this through, buddy.
I think you probably figured that out.
You guys even said the word earlier when you were talking about the first...
Glass?
No, about the first riddle.
Yeah. Glass?
No.
Well, it's a...
said no.
Yeah, you could have let him push a couple of buttons and find out it was no.
Like to phone a friend?
Can we get a 50-50 after the lights go out?
Can you call your god and ask him if he knows the answer?
He's asleep.
Wake his ass up.
Here we go. Wake his ass up. We have to win tomorrow.
There's a stone all through a door. You can see through it? You can...
No, then it's a window.
Somebody right. Said arch the earlier. I don't know if that makes sense.
It wasn't the first one.
Yeah.
No. Right.
There's 10 of them?
11. Mm-hmm. 11? Oh, yeah.
10
is
now.
Tiger, I guess.
Pearl. The answer's pearl.
It's pearl. Pearl's all the way down, man.
It's always C, right?
You could spell ladder. You could spell...
New portal.
What are the letters?
T-D. R-S. P-O. A-E-G-L.
Tadpole.
You can spell loser.
Press P.
I press the peridot.
Nope, guess not.
To be fair, P's a good guess, because if
12
you
damage.
Tap T, you can spell potato.
Remember my stuff with the oil again.
Okay.
No, we had said portal earlier.
So back up to 22.
Okay. So here are anagrams of the letters. I will start with 8-letter words.
Is that only using the letters once?
Yes. Adopters, droplets, legators,
yes.
Lodestar.
What was it, legators?
L-E-G-A-T-O-R-S. Pergolas.
Legators.
Definitely pergolas.
Pergolas is an entryway.
He already tried just... P, it's not P.
Oh, okay. Leotards.
How about trapdoor? Bird. Because you had okay, to double tap the O.
I'll press the topaz.
Oh, he eliminated another first letter.
15.
What other letter can we convince him to push?
Okay, what one did he push? Topaz?
Yeah, I'm going to rub myself with oil again. Oops, I'll just put it again.
God, at this point, you guys are waking up. spell only lasts so long.
This ghost
are you
only
being
has
real?
Magics.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take some hits.
We got 1,000 time units.
Uh-oh. That's what happened last time.
Well, last time
no,
was 100.
Last time it was 100.
Oh, okay.
Wow, there are a lot of words.
Hey, Matt, if you rage, you'll only take half damage.
You just have to touch them every round.
That's true.
Just rage and just start touching them. I can solve this.
I'll just touch one. I'm going to touch the...
Touch the ruby.
Touch the ruby.
See, now you're going to take this full damage.
19.
Ooh, buddy.
Do you have mage hand, Lucas? That'd be useful.
Nope.
Damn, useless.
Okay, what did I just touch? Ruby?
What exactly is your goal here?
I touched a sapphire.
Hmm?
I'm going to talk to the ghost because we're not getting anywhere at the moment.
You touched a diamond earlier. Yeah. So I'll touch the sapphire.
The goal was for the DM to set some kind of a task that someone would have to do.
Well, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Our way.
Sapphire.
You get hit.
The hard way.
Lapis.
You get hit.
The garnet.
You get hit.
Oh my god, it starts with a vowel.
Yeah.
Weird. I almost left when Matt's like, it can't start with a vowel.
Wait.
Amber.
It lights up.
There you go.
This is a stone. Also a door.
Wait. Can I go push the garnet?
Yes, you can.
Does it light up?
It does.
I know what it is.
What?
When it's a gate. An agate.
Okay, so we'll touch the amber again.
Yeah.
In the topaz. In the emerald.
I just tricked Jeff. I totally didn't have it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You fucking dick.
Actually, no. I was going to push agape.
Ah.
But I figure if I acted cocky, you would go ahead and give it to me anyway. Yeah. So, thank you.
Great job, everybody.
Okay, yeah. You have discovered the fucking place. You go back to Blingdon Stone. You're hailed as heroes.
Don't tell what happened.
The ghost will show the gnomes how to use the summoning circle. Oh my god. Is it 11 o'clock?
It is past 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah.
And that concludes another exciting adventure of the Rancor's Brothel.
We got at this point,
so I was drunk.
Go ahead. At this point, the delivery from Gracklestug is here. The weapons are ready.
We were gone for like a month.
Yeah, 6 days. Two there, two to find it, two to get back. Everything is ready. You need to decide whether you want to go in stealthy, whether you want to go in with the war party, or whether you want to blow in a back entrance.
Take her from the rear.
Okay.
That'll conclude.
Next time, we will start the Battle of Blingdon Stone, and you guys will be 6th level.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Nice.
It's because of my great puzzle solving abilities, right, Jeff?
You fucking asshole.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.